Hey, how's it going? This is Matt here from Silver Fortune. Silver stackers are buying this dip right in here in the metal. So I want to show you some data that kind of proves my point here. But as you can see here, this is a price chart for the price of silver going back to the beginning of this year. And for the most part, you know, from February until the middle of June, it mostly was staying in a tight trading range between $16 and $17, with the exception of one spike here and one spike here. But then afterwards, of course, the story completely changed and it went into a downward price pattern for most of the summer. And, you know, today is you know, just hovering above $14 an ounce. This represents a significant decline in the price of silver. I mean, if we look at a five-year chart, this is the lowest we've seen silver since the early 2016, after its lowest back then, under $14 an ounce. And in fact, actually, if I look at a five-day chart here for the price of silver, we saw that it actually did dip below $14 an ounce for a very brief period of time the other day. Now, again, looking at a long-term chart, this is a significant dip. I mean, this is probably the most volatility we've seen, the biggest move we've seen in the silver market since the move up in 2016. You know, I've kind of long been of the opinion that when it comes to demand for precious metals, a lot of times what needs to happen is you need to have big price moves, either big moves up or big moves down. But either way, people see that as either, hey, well, I'm getting a really good value because it's going down so much, or hey, the price is going up and I'm going to ride this, you know, momentum. Now, I think, you know, dollar cost averaging is a pretty good plan all around. But I mean, you can kind of create your own scheme, your own plan for when you're going to buy and when you aren't going to buy, or maybe not buy as much, or when you're going to buy more. But I think it's pretty clear that right now stackers are stacking a lot more than usual. Okay, and I want to show you some data to kind of prove that. First of all, just a quick chart. This is from the Perth Mint. Okay, not a super pretty chart, but this basically shows their gold sales and silver sales going all the way back to, looks like, September 2016. So, you know, as you can see, silver sales are still barely recovering. As of right now, I think for August, it was something like 500,000 ounces, which is not bad, I guess, but still not as high as, you know, where they've been in the past. But, you know, gold demand has really spiked in both July and then in August from the Perth Mint. I think, again, this represents people buying the dip, people buying because they see the value at these low prices. I mean, if we look at gold right now, around $1,200 an ounce, I think both are, you know, I think it makes sense to a lot of people that they're seeing these low prices and they are buying. Another thing I want to show you was U.S. Mint sales. Of course, we know that the U.S. Mint, there's been this big story about how the U.S. Mint ran out of American Silver Eagles for the month of September, I believe. Now, I wouldn't put a ton of stock into that. Basically, they didn't have enough stock. I think what they saw is that, hey, American Silver Eagle demand has been down this year. It was declining this year from 2017, and so they, which was by no means a great year either, and so they just, you know, ordered fewer blanks. They minted fewer Silver Eagles because they didn't want a huge surplus at the end of the year, and well, they ran out because all of a sudden there's a huge amount of demand starting in July and August and then September, a relatively huge amount of demand, I should add. But as you can see, in September already, we're about halfway through the month, and it's already over 1 million American Silver Eagles. That's what we're looking at right here, by the way. If I could show you silver right here already. You know, I don't know if it'll surpass August or not. It really depends how quickly they get this shortage sorted out. But, you know, of course, that demand will go elsewhere. I mean, American Silver Eagles, they thus far have accounted for about 10 million ounces of investment demand for silver, which is, you know, a relatively small amount compared to all the other private and government mints around the world. I mean, you have to consider there's the Canadian Royal Mint, or Royal Canadian Mint, whatever it is. You have the British Mint. You have some smaller European ones, you know, Austrian. You have the Armenian Noah's Arks. There's probably some other ones I'm forgetting, some smaller ones. And then of course, you know, in the East, you have, well, Australia, the Perth Mint, pretty big one out there. Then you also have the Chinese Panda, and then of course some smaller ones that aren't necessarily minted by these mints, but you know, these different islands out there. You have the Mexican Libertad, and then of course you have a ton of private sales, private mints. And so This does, by no means accounts for all, but it is a good, I think, benchmark because American silver eagles are so popular in the West, especially United States. But of course, if we compare this to past years, you know, it adds a couple more layers to this story. So this is 2017 right here. As you can see, we fell short of the demand for July, but thus far August and September have been stronger than 2017. Okay. So again, putting this in context, 2017 by no means was a great year. You know, they started out, I think, with a lot of demand and definitely petered out towards the end. As you can see, they totaled around 18 million ounces. And so when I say, I mean, it by no means was a good year, but, you know, unless demand really surges here in the last couple of months, we might not top 2017 year demand. Now, is this a big kind of secular trend where investors are moving away from American silver eagles? I think maybe to some extent. But it also is just because silver demand is down. But again, they're buying this dip. Silver stackers are buying this dip. Again, to kind of prove this point, this is organized slightly differently because the U.S. Mint changes it from year to year, it looks like. But this is 2015. Okay. Blowing the current figures out of the water. I mean, look at this. I mean, July, over 5 million. August, almost 5 million. September, almost 4 million American silver eagles sold in a single month, totaling 47 million. You know, this year we're going to what? Top out maybe 15, 16 million. Last year, 18 million. This is 47 million. This is 2015, which was a pretty high point for American silver eagle demand and just investment silver demand. As a whole, bars and coins. So, you know, it still is low, but they are buying this dip. And again, that's important because I've, you know, not only as I said earlier, price movement, significant price movement mean something important for demand, but it also, I believe that it's demand that's going to ultimately drive price up. You know, yes, I mean, I think the paper markets have a huge control over the market and they can create all sorts of paper silver to try and control the market. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's only so much you can do if you have an overwhelming amount of demand, right? And of course, you could also throw in there maybe a decreasing supply as well. This is a significant, you know, another piece of data I want to show you. This is actually from my YouTube channel. By no means objective data. There's plenty of flaws with this, but, you know, I just did a quick poll in my community tab here, and maybe some of you guys voted. 861 votes. So that captures, you know, less than 1 in 10 of my subscribers. And obviously my subscribers might be more inclined to buy silver. But I asked, you know, hey, on this recent dip, have you been buying more than usual? Less than, you know, I think the options I gave a little bit more than usual, backing up the truck, you know, way more than usual. Nope, just steady it goes. I'm just going to stick in my pace, which might be more than usual. I don't know if it depends on how their dollar cast average and if they're buying 10 ounces a month or if they're buying $100 a month, you know. But, you know, steady it goes. Maybe if it is $100 a month, they'd put themselves up in this category. Some people were still waiting for lower prices back at the truck, and then 4% said, you know, they're selling. So, I don't know, I thought this was kind of interesting. By no means a great data point, but, you know, 861 votes. It's not a perfect cross-section of Western stackers or stackers that follow my YouTube channel. But, you know, it shows that right here you have, 54% say that they're at least buying a little more than usual. 27% are still buying at a steady pace that they haven't buying at. 15% still waiting for it to go lower, and then the 4% selling. So I thought this was interesting as well. I mean, stackers are selling. You know, while I'm over here, actually, I have a couple other polls to show you here. I don't know if you guys saw this a week ago. This is a meme that I just kind of created. I don't know if you guys are familiar with, you know, SpongeBob and the Patrick meme, but basically what it is you have this guy showing him, I think what the actual thing is he's showing him like his ID card, and he's like, your name is Patrick Starr, and da-da-da-da, and Patrick's like, yep, that's me, sounds right to me. And so he's like, so this is your wallet, right? And Patrick's like, nope, not my wallet. You know, it just because Patrick's kind of a moron on the show, but what I had here is, you know, are these messages from large bank traders including to break the price of silver? Yep. And you agreed suspicious that JP Morgan almost never loses money in the silver market? Yep. So maybe this, as well as other evidence, which I could go on and on with evidence, shows that COMEX is rigged. Sounds right to me. So silver manipulation is real. Silver manipulation is myth made up by silver and gold pumpers. That's just something I created. And now I have to find a way to get out of this page. Oh, there we go. Got an X up here. But anyways, I had a couple other polls. I actually had one regarding path of Hurricane Florence, which is actually, as I speak, pounding the East Coast. So, you know, 15% of people voted, at least, are in direct hit or projected nearby, you know, North Carolina, South Carolina, potentially Virginia. We didn't know exactly where it was going to make landfall when I asked this, but certainly stay safe if you're doing that. If you're watching my YouTube channel still, well, hopefully you guys still have power and everything, and you haven't lost cell service or internet or whatever. But certainly prayers definitely go out to those that are involved in that storm. And then one other thing I actually want to show you guys is a poll I put out yesterday. Basically said, hey guys, I'm buying 20 ounces of silver and you guys are deciding what, you know, to some extent, because I'm giving them the options. But you know, I haven't bought it yet. So there's still time for you to vote on this one. It should be right at the top. You go to my YouTube channel, go to community tab, and you can vote on what you want to, what you want to see me buy. You know, generic rounds, seem to be winning it right now. American Silver Eagles are creeping up, I guess. Maybe we can refresh this. I don't know if we're going to have any more votes. We have 549 votes thus far. See, we're at 562. All right. So yeah, generic and silver rounds still appear to be winning it right now. Actually, I put these up here because I think part of me wanted to get these Republic of Chad Lions, and I've had some people comment like, those are beautiful. But, you know, I said you guys could decide. So I guess I'll just be getting some plain generic rounds. Maybe I'll actually show you these eBay. Republic. Oh, here we go. Yeah, these are what I was talking about. I think they look pretty great. Now, when you see these coins minted from a lot of mints around the world, no, I don't think the Republic of Chad has a mint that is. They're not actively minting these rounds. I'm sure they authorize them. I know they have like a face value in francs, whatever, right here. So I don't know the whole, you know, how that works, but I'm relatively certain that I read that these were, yeah, sunshine minting, you know. So, that, I mean, that's kind of how it goes. Same thing goes for, like, the Armenian Noah's Arks. Armenia, as far as I know, is not minting those. I'm sure they've authorized them. I'm sure maybe some Armenians buy them. But I don't know how many citizens of Republic of Chad are buying these coins. Maybe. I don't know. But the Armenian Noah's Arks are actually minted by Geiger, a fairly well-known mint over in Europe. So I just thought that was interesting. But I thought these were great-looking coins. And you know, how many great-looking coins do you see these days that don't have the Queen's face on the other side? You know, instead they have the Republic of Chad here. So I thought they were pretty cool, and I'll probably be buying some in the future. Like, capped at 50,000 minted, which is a relatively high mintage. But, you know, when you compare it to, like, Kookaburra, which is, I think, limited at 300,000, and some other pretty high up there ones, or some that aren't even capped in the first place, you know, 50,000, I don't know, but I like them, you know, they look great. But anyways, getting back to the topic of the video, yeah, so you guys picked generic rounds. The final thing I want to show you is that, like, yeah, as important as these sales are, you know, it's an extra $10 million ounces of demand, and you know, when it all said and done at the end of the year, let's say 15 million ounces in American Silver Eagles. And, you know, for the Perth Mint, you know, let's say they average maybe 10 million ounces from the Perth Mint. I don't know, that's just a ballpark guess. It could be more, it could be less. I'm not going to add all these up right now. So you have 10 million there, you have 15 million here, that's 25 million ounces of demand, and then you add up all those other mints and whatever, it's not an insignificant amount of demand from the West is still there, and we're seeing it maybe increase a bit on this dip. But I think going forward, the West needs a big event. I think of something like a stock market crash, right, a recession, large threats of inflation in countries like the US, many European countries, Canada. They need those types of threats before we see demand really pick up again, right? Kind of like how leading up to the Great Recession, silver demand was very, very low. But then following it, all of a sudden, it really caught on and you saw a huge amount of demand, right? You know, eventually peaking around 2014, 2015. I think we kind of need that again. People realize that their paper assets, their stocks, bonds, IRAs, 401ks, even pensions are not as safe as they thought they were, and that they need to hedge somehow, right? And you know, it would help if silver had some upward momentum at the time as well, and so it wasn't just going down like all these other paper assets. But, you know, I think that's what we kind of need. But in the meantime, you know, there are people out there that are going to buy this dip, and notably it's India. I mean, I did a video on India. This is from Smalgold, by the way, who I will be, Lewis from over there, I'll be actually kind of having a discussion that would be taping for actually later on today, and I'll be publishing it probably tomorrow. But basically, they've been importing a ton of silver thus far. This was through the month of June. We're still waiting for updated data, but through the month of June, India's on a pace to import something like 250 million ounces. Now, it's not all investment demand. Plenty of it's industrial demand and whatnot. There is investment demand in there just because of India's their disposition, their cultural disposition to physical assets like silver and gold. But they're on pace for 250 million ounces. They were at 125 million ounces roughly halfway through the year. And that very well could go much higher because of this dip, because they can buy more, or they see this dip and they want to buy more, right? 250 million ounces plus, that's a huge amount. I mean, keep in mind that yearly supply from mines and from scrap silver is roughly a billion ounces. So that's like a quarter of all demand going to India. Or sorry, quarter of all demand basically coming from India. That's significant, right? And it could go even higher through the end of the year. So I would keep an eye on these silver imports into India. And you know, with these low prices, I think they are savvy buyers, especially those of them are buying them for investment purposes, not unlike China and Chinese government citizens that are buying gold when gold is very low. Whereas I think a lot of Western money, Western investors are content with their paper assets for the time being. But eventually, I think we're going to certainly see a shift away from paper into gold. Certainly, if nothing else, in the price, right? The price of paper will, the ratio between, let's say, the S&P 500 and gold or silver or whatever, I think absolutely will shrink, right? And silver and gold don't even necessarily need to go up in that scenario. I think eventually they will, but they don't even necessarily need to go up because, you know, if the S&P 500 or Dow Jones or whatever is going down, then of course that ratio is going to shrink and you're going to see metals outperform paper assets, many paper assets. So, you know, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this video down below in the comment section. Be sure to vote on this. Maybe if enough of you guys vote up the Republic of Chad coins. Before I buy, maybe I'll end up buying those instead of generics or American Silver Eagles. I don't know. Yeah, quite a few votes to overcome. But I love your feedback on these polls, and I'm happy to have you guys here watching. If you enjoy my work, if you enjoy my channel, certainly like, comment, subscribe to this video. If you're looking for other ways to support me, there's also a link down below in the description. It'll say 10-ounce silver bar at spot from SD Bullion, but it's actually, and I'll show you guys real quick. Let's see here. Austrian. It's a deal on Austrian Philharmonics. Really great deal, actually. And it's like buy 19, get the 20th free, which works out to an excellent price. Okay. Even if you're buying with credit card or debit card or whatever and PayPal and you have their shipping charge, you know, that's $330 roughly for 20. Philharmonics. I mean, somebody did the math on that. That's a little over $16. But then, of course, if you use check or wire or whatever, you get an even lower price on that. So certainly a great deal. There's a link below in the description to that. And then finally, another way to support me would be over on Patreon, where you can support me on a monthly basis. Check it out. There's some cool perks over there. By no means feel like you need to. I'm happy to have you guys here in the first place. I've always been saying that. But it is there if you want to go above and beyond. But again, thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for being here in the first place and watching my videos, subscribing and supporting me, and God bless.